Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Assan Wasata. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Langede. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Yes, we do want to talk to you, Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this wonderful Wednesday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are global, and we're going to be coming to you live from Liberia later today because we have a musician we think you need to meet. His name is Milton Kletchi. And he's one of the voices of the youth that are putting out a message that capitalizes where we need to be as a human family. So we want you to hear his words today. But first, we're going to take a look at what's on many people's minds, and that has to do with our elected officials. Here in Chicago and many other places was primary election night. And we know that there are many who feel that it's useless to talk about politics because these politicians never do anything for us and blah, 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 and so forth and so on. We're going to talk later on about some of the election results. But before we do that, we want to bring back a time for us in Chicago where we were proud of our mayor because our mayor represented a dream, a possibility, a vision that we saw ourselves achieving, real respect for all communities, and real empowerment for the people. Because we organized and formed coalitions to make that happen. Now, that mayor was Mayor Harold Washington. And many of us who at the time of his election in 1983 were just coming out of college, and we were excited and ready to change the world. And we know that his election was a catalyst for so many things to come afterwards. Everything from the inspiration of Reverend Jesse Jackson to run for president to the ultimate culmination in Barack Obama running and winning for president and breaking some barriers so that we have a female African-American and Asian-American vice president. And we have so many elected officials around the nation that were inspired by the election of Mayor Harold Washington because he was a bold leader and was pulling away from the control of old guard politicians to really empower the people. Well, one of our own Female Solution family members, as you know, has been championing his cause for years, reminding us of his legacy and seeking to honor him in the way that he should be honored for the historical impact that he had. So this morning, before he goes off to make a very important address at City Hall today, is our own Minister Robert Floyd Plunk, who's going to talk to us about what we hope is a landmark move to make Harold Washington, our dear first African-American mayor of Chicago, be remembered officially on his birthday. So we want to thank you for joining us this morning, Minister Robert Floyd Plunk. Thank you so much for taking out some time to tell us some great history. So tell us about this event today at City Hall.
Weon Yashalom, Ahua, we don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful as you are, a superstar, Sister Naima Latif. Thank God for the Female Solution. Yes, we can. They came with us back in the day called Black Power. And we like to say that the struggle, the movement, and the coalition continues forever and ever and ever. And I'm yours truly, Minister Robert Floyd Plunk. I am that I am a spiritual business son of the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington. However, I am not a biological son. And we want the world to know today, Wednesday, March the 20th, 2024, we in the dough. Organizers with the People's March Incorporation sponsored the Harold Washington Foundation. We are asking the community to register your vehicles for the Car Peace Caravan ride with us. We are going to be riding in peace, love, unity, marketing people, reflecting and celebrating and pay tribute to Chicago's first mayor, Black Mayor Harold Lee Washington. Mayor Lee Washington was born April 15, 1922. And
yes, we
were. This is the 28th year celebrating the Car Caravan Peace Parade. And Mayor Washington, Mayor Harold Lee Washington legacy, the aim of this effort is to keep Mayor Harold Lee Washington legacy alive by promoting Black and Black love and encouraging an end to the violence of all Chicago 77 communities. This is also a spiritual day of atonement and a day for a greater vision of what Chicago can be. Mayor Washington said, we must plump the whole community. And it is was mentioned by him in an open letter to the media, family, friends, and religious community, and business leaders and elected officials. On April the 12th, 1883, Harold Lee Washington was elected the first African-American mayor of Chicago and quickly became one of the greatest mayors in Chicago history. The Harold Washington Foundation is determined to highlight and memorialize his achievements and reflect on his history. Mayor Washington is an example to the youth of all cultures of what can be accomplished through education, hard work, a dream, and a vision. The Harold Washington Foundation, the Black Star Project, Justice or Else Committee, and Dr. Spencer Leake Sr., the Urban Art Changing Oasis Attractive Suburb Events, Chicago Area Projects, Sam Living Legacy, and other sponsors are celebrating the anniversary of Mayor Harold Lee Washington, a special tribute to his work. On Monday, April 15, 2024, 1 p.m., Harold Lee Washington Car Caravan Peace Parade will begin. After the Car Caravan Peace Parade, there will be a community reception at the Urban Art, 644 East 79th Street, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. There will be a viewing of the Greatest Good trailer sneak peek through the event. This is the movie called The Greatest Good by Brother Joseph Michael Chapin. And some of the proceeds will go to the annual fundraiser for the movie and the completion. For more information about Harold Washington reception, please call Jewel at 773-560-0545. And also, so you can become a member and support the Harold Washington Foundation, you can call Minister Plump at 312-882-5935. And we can get rid of the jive. We are asking all of the aldermen and the mayor, Brandon Johnson, the men and the women aldermen, to make his Earth Day birthday a legal citywide holiday. And we asking that you don't just meet us there at 10 o'clock, but meet us there. I will be one of the community speakers and also the producer of the Greatest Good movie. And I talked to Joseph Michael Chapin this morning. He's on his way to Chicago, so he can speak too. So we're going to be reflecting on nobody but the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington, Earth Day birthday coming up. And just for a reflection of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington made sure he did the legislation for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Earth Day birthday to become a legal national holiday, a citywide holiday we celebrate, as well as Dr. King a state holiday and federal. And Mayor Washington did the actual legislation on that. And we have some complimentary pictures that we're going to have with Dr. King, Mahalia Jackson. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world. All of that is a reflection, too, of the Greatest Good movie and Harry Belafonte. I was with them, Sister Naima, Dr. King, on August the 28th, 1963, and when he had the I Have a Dream speech, and also Emmett Till was in on the I Have a Dream speech. I was also at the Emmett Till funeral. So my history, and I'm looking forward to getting my book. We're going to have a souvenir journal book out here, too, for April 20th with our beloved sister, soulful book there, Sister Osada. So if you got any questions or someone else got questions, I'm open for those questions at this time. Thank you so much.
Well, we thank
you. And God bless
you.
To be there. Salute.
Well, we certainly do thank you, Minister Robert Floyd Plump, for your diligence in remembering our beloved first black mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington. And as you spoke, we were, of course, sharing some of the images of him during his time that are in the archives. Many of those memorable moments where he laughed, he enjoyed being with the people. He was definitely someone who was greatly admired, and we appreciate your consistency in helping us remember that. And we want to urge those who are in and around Chicago that feel that this is one of our leaders we need to honor to be there at City Hall. That is at Washington and Clark and Randolph, I guess, between Washington and...
It's at Washington and LaSalle, 121 North LaSalle. That's the city.
121 North LaSalle, right, to get the exact address, 121 North LaSalle here in Chicago. Be there at 10 o'clock where the city council is meeting. And we thank you so much, Minister Plump. One question I have before you go is that,
okay,
is there specific legislation that has been introduced? And if so, which alderman is it that is standing by you in this quest to formally recognize here in Chicago the birthday of Mayor Washington? Is there a particular alderman you've been working with?
Yes, we have been working with Alderman Emma Miss on the west side of Chicago, which is the 37th Ward. And also, yes, we have been in touch with Stephanie Coleman, which is on the ward that I live in, which is Englewood, the 16th Ward.
The 16th, right?
Yes, ma'am. And she's the new president of the Black Caucus Council at City Hall.
Okay. Well, all right.
Yes,
well, thank you so much for your work. I know you've got to get out of here because you've got to get down there and be prepared. We thank you for your diligence, and we'll be looking for the report on how it turned out. And we certainly do thank you for all the work that you've done to make this happen. We appreciate
I started it. Naima, I just want to say this. We did start it promoting Mayor Harold Lee Washington Earth Day birthday, doing Richard M. Daley's administration, followed through with Rahm Emanuel, as well as with Mayor Lori Lightfoot. And now we got Brandon Johnson in there, and we helped Brandon Johnson to win. And he is a reflection of, as we say, a copycat. But it's okay to be a copycat, as long as you copy the real cat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Well, thank you so very much. We appreciate you. And we'll let you get on down there to City Hall and get ready for your presentation. And, of course, again, that address again was 121. North
121 LaSalle. And as Les Brown say, you have a pleasingly plump day.
Likewise. Yeah. May we all
and
enjoy
thank
your
God
day.
For the female solution.
Yes, sir. And thank God for you, Mr.
Alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes. So, Chicago is always a catalyst for political action in the nation. We have been known as the heart of America in many ways, and often the activism that spreads both east and west, sometimes generated right here in Chicago. Well, there were some intense races here, and, you know, everybody knows this is the home of the first black female senator, Carol Moseley Braun. This is the home of the first black president, Barack Obama. We know that Chicago is the heart that beats and pumps the energy, the blood throughout the nation. And so when we initiate a movement, we often see it spread. Well, we want to talk just a bit about yesterday's election, because there were some races that were hotly contested, and there were some that were surprises. But we do want to say, of course, you know, in terms of the top of the ballot, President Joseph R. Biden and former President Donald Trump, you know, they got the top votes in their party as candidates for the upcoming general election. And we'll be live at the Democratic National Convention on our on-air network, so you can look for that. And we're going to be featuring some of the elected officials throughout this whole political season this year to give us some insight on a lot of things that are happening. So we want to take a look at the races that, of course, Illinois Supreme Court, Joy Virginia Cunningham, African-American, first African-American on the Illinois Supreme Court. And we also know that there were a number of Cook County Court cases, Cook County Court judge races that were contested. We'll talk about that in a little while, but we want to take a look at a race that continues. We're still looking for the outcome in the Cook County State's Attorney race, where Clayton Harris III and Mariana Spiropoulos seem to be in a dead heat, and everybody's saying, we'll wait till all the votes are counted. And sometimes when you get to that point, there are gets contested even after we see all the votes are counted, because sometimes people can win by a few votes and there can be a miscount and all kinds of things. But one of the things that we did see was a very low turnout here in Chicago from the youth. Young people have been very discontent and discouraged and feeling disenfranchised, because the mood of the nation been hostile. There was a measure on the ballot, and we talked about it extensively on our Saturday show. Anthony Travis, the tax doctor, was on Deborah's show, Move Around with Deborah, to give us some insight about this tax question, where many were urging a yes vote for the raising of taxes when it came to transacting a purchase of a property where the purchase price is over $1 million. Well, that wasn't going to affect the average person, but people who rented felt like if the building owner got taxed, then their rent would be increased to pay the tax increase. So they thought, yeah, even though this money is saying is going to be used to help the homeless, is that going to raise my rent? So that bill was defeated. And everybody is feeling that there is less sympathy and empathy for those who are of low income or those who are young and looking for opportunities for education, and everything is made to cost more than they're able to pay for. And so there's a feeling of discouragement among young people. And sometimes you hear it in the music. We know that music often is a catalyst, social change. And that's just not in America, that is global. And that's why we come to you globally every day, because we're connecting with the medium that is used by young people all over the world. They are constantly on the internet, on their phones, on social media, and they're sharing their thoughts. And what's been popularized is a means of speaking truth through rap, through music. But we've got a musician with us today coming to us live from Liberia, West Africa. I went to Liberia back the World Conference of Mayors when I was a young woman, you know, young, energetic activist, and met some of the mayors across the country. And it was right after the country of Liberia had experienced a violent military overthrow. So we want to be able to give a voice to the young people so that what's expressed can be enacted through political means, electing leadership. And Liberia just had election of a new president. Young people are expressing their views, and they're expressing their discontent. How do we make them feel empowered? Well, it's to give them a voice. So we're going to take a break and come back. Special guest joining us live from Liberia, Milton Kletchi, who is an outstanding musician, nominated for the Musicians Award, and a businessman, entrepreneur, and someone with a message we need to hear. So we'll be right back after this quick break. And we want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away as we bring you live from Liberia, West Africa, Milton Kletchi. So we invite you to stay with us. And if you want to call in, you can call us at 515-605-9325, and or you can call us on our on-air radio network, and that is 727-731-5192, because we want to talk to you.
Hi, I'm Ricky, and if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a medium. Somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs. And our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link. And tomorrow, you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Hello?
Yes. All right. So we are live. We're going to come back from our commercial, and I'm going to play your song.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Nike.
A little bit of
it. We're a three black mom.
You on.
And in case you didn't know,
so are you able to hear?
We're also three sisters.
You can try to bring your
volume
up as much as
I can. Every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture.
So, yes.
And we'll take
can
a look
you hear
at
me
everything
okay?
Everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment.
All right. Okay, so we're going to remember to play your music after this.
Look,
we're playing a commercial now. As soon as it's done, we're going to start playing your music.
It's a personal story about our lives growing up in
Maple
Park on Chicago's South Side.
So people will be able to
hear
you.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Three black moms.
All right, here we are. All right, we are back, and we want you to be introduced to someone you should know with a great message.
Hey, Tracy and the Beat. I'm feeling myself. Move my ancestors, move my ancestors.
We can certainly change our future. And so we're looking forward to connecting with those who are definitely the voices of the future, those voices that have a message we need to hear. And we know that one of the things that makes it difficult for us to change our politics is the fact that we have not changed our minds. So let's again listen to the message of the music of Milton Fletchy.
Hey, Tracy and the Beat. I'm feeling myself. Move my ancestors, move my ancestors.
Move my ancestors,
move my ancestors, move my ancestors.
Move my ancestors,
move my ancestors, move my ancestors.
Move my ancestors.
Lord, help us to change our minds. Lord, help us to change our attitude. Lord, help us to change our minds. Lord, help us to change our attitude.
Yes, we are beji, yeah.
Badio,
I know I got to
a message through his music. Thank you for joining us today. Our dear brother, Milton Pledgy, joining us live from Liberia. All right. So I believe we are connected and looking forward to hearing your story. And we are certainly grateful that you have had a chance to share your music. And you give us a bit of, well, one of the things that we definitely want to applaud you for is your diligence in being willing to meet with us today and share your story. And Milton Kletchy is an undergraduate student at the United Methodist University, UMU, Ashmoom Street in Monrovia, Liberia. He's studying mass communication with an English minor. He's also a photographer and a content creator. And he loves music. It's his passion. And, of course, this is why he's able to produce the kind of work that we are hearing, and came into the music business and got signed to a music company called C Liberia Clearly Records. And he produces traditional Liberian music, and he was nominated as the Best New Artist, the Tunes Liberia Music Awards. And he's produced 8 songs, both audio and video. He is a content creator, a videographer, and has produced music videos. And his songs are on all social media platforms. And he's traveled to many countries like Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, Kenya, Dubai. And by the grace of God, the photography and music took him to these many places where he was able to travel and bring a message in his music. And he's looking forward to working with musicians internationally to explore music and culture. So thank you so much for joining us today, Milton Kletchy, live from Liberia. We appreciate you so very much.
Wow, wow. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Wow. I'm so excited. Wow. I
want to
appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for the love. Yeah. Well, thank you. Everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello. How you guys doing?
Oh, we are loving life. Yes.
Good.
Well, you have inspired us with your music. You've inspired many. You have had an impact just on the lyrics of your song, and it's a song that we should be singing because we need to change our minds, change our attitudes. We need to be more loving. And you know, you are in many ways expressing the feelings of young people. and the feeling that many have that we have to change the way this world is. There's a lot of meanness. And when we hear musicians, it touches our hearts and it inspires us in so many ways. So one of the things, you know, I see so much creativity with all the things you do. What inspired you to become a musician?
It was dancing. Then I come inspired because I used to be a dancer. Yeah.
Oh.
I was in school.
Ah. Well, you know, I know dance is a big part of African culture.
I used to do the dancing art. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I've seen a bit in your music video.
Yeah, music, it was something I could not do continuously. So, yeah. I can sing and I can do this thing.
So that is wonderful.
I just got into the music business through dancing. That dancing got me inspired, and I started thinking my own music, dancing. It was like wonderful. I started imagining myself on the stage. It was dancing that really got me inspired.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. Well, now you're studying mass communication and English. How do you plan to use this to promote your music career?
Well, communication actually is something that is visual. It's a very important in the society, and it's something that actually I will have the opportunity to use in the media sector because I'm a media person, right?
Yes.
I will have the opportunity to push my work, promote my work from the media connections and media relationship that I will be with other media colleagues, because being telling in the university, in our area of communication studies, but then my music will be connected in a way that people will know that Yerega can do this thing. So you see, for an example, as a photographer, I do people photo shoots, video, I do video recording for people. It's in the media feed. So after doing those people work, when I generate the little funds that I generate, I use it on my music. That it created opportunity for my music to be still out, for it to be promoted.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, you've traveled to many countries, such as Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, Kenya, Dubai. What are some of the cultural differences that you've seen in those countries, different than maybe what you grew up with? What are some of the things you observed as you studied and you know, experienced these different cultures? Like, is the music different in Ghana? Is the dance different? Is it?
You know, actually, the culture differences are a bit different when it comes to the culture. Ghana's culture is so unique, like, relate to other countries in Africa or Dubai. But one thing I actually enjoy my time being in those world countries, I actually enjoy them. Actually, the beautification of the country. I actually enjoy that. Those rural countries have policies and something that really, when they say this, they go by it. And then I love it. The people stick to the policies. And one thing again, I love that food. When it comes to agriculture, the food, I check it. And I really enjoy when I was in one of the communities, Yegupon. When I was in Yegupon. I wish my people are together. I wish everything would be that big. But you know, the only unique that I like $3,000 is $1 US. But in our currency, we sell for just $100 for gold. So that my music, when you come to the place to eat, listen to my music, listen to the music, other Western music, as well as African music too.
That's nice. Yes. So you say you like to cook. So you're selling food that you cook. You're selling your own creations, I guess you say, in terms of food, the things that you cook. You're selling that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I cook palm butter on Monday. Monday, I cook palm butter.
Oh.
I cook palm butter. And customer come and eat. Food finish before 12 noon.
Ah, so tell us some of the dishes that you cook.
Yeah, so I try to expand the business so that when I get more support, food will be there to go out. You can't be bothered with food.
Ah, that is wonderful.
Yeah, so.
So you are able to. Ah, so you are able to sell the food that you cook. And that generates money that can help your music business. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. But it's not coming much because we are just starting the business to see the followers, to see the customers. I just starting. So I started for a low price. So I see more people coming in to pitch and ask my food. And I start adding the price up, but for now, the price is just little. There's something I'm trying to do to support my music, promote my music for people to come around so that they can know. In our collective, we have a lot of musicians that are so talented, that are gifted, they have passion for the game, but they do not have support, they don't have concept. So for some of us who have ideas that we can use today and tomorrow, got to do something with us, they got to do something like a business that they, as a musician, that we didn't really go on shows in our country, to go on shows. So what will I be eating? How will I be living? So I decided to do something, and I said, but then I'm good at cooking. I mean, I cannot open a restaurant right now, but I can open an entertainment center where people can come and sit and relax their mind, have a cold drinks. It's good food, most especially Liberian food, Liberian dishes. Yeah, so I cook my own food Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Saturday and Sunday, it's just normal thing we do at the entertainment center here. I just want to let my friend know that I'm not sitting, I'm doing something. It has been long. I never been in studio because I've been working behind closed doors to put on all the necessary things into place.
I was thinking
about building my own studio where I'll be producing people's video because people come, they want a studio where they will sit, relax, and do the photo shoot. So everything will be completed this year. Yeah, by the grace of God this year. So the business taking a different dimension. I will help to promote my music.
Well, that is visionary, definitely to promote your business, to use your cooking talent and create a business that can sustain you and generate money to help continue promoting your business. That definitely shows some vision and some creativity. So here on the screen now, we've pulled up your Facebook page so our audience can see and get a glimpse of some of the things you do. And anyone who wants to follow him, you can follow him on Facebook at TV. And you have produced some music videos to go with your songs, And here on your page, you've got, of course, our dear friend who introduced you to us, Dr. Quentin T. Tamba Taylor D'Alexander. And one of the things that we see as the tremendous work that he's been doing, and we'll be having him on to talk about some of the powerful things happening in the country of Liberia that he's been involved with. And we see some of your videos, and we're really looking forward to making that connection with Liberia. So we're showing these scenes on our page now, and people can see where you are as a businessman. You are helping to give a powerful voice to young people to make sure they can be heard and respected. And we're grateful for the work you do as a young artist. And we see scenes of Liberia, beautiful country. And we know that one of the challenges is the economic situation. What do most of the young people do in terms of their enterprises? Are many of them into music? Is that a popular thing for young people to get into?
Yeah, it's a popular thing that young people in our country here involve themselves into music. But when you look at the percentage, you will have, when it comes to the youth percentage in activity society, you have 75% of the youth focus on quality, and you have 25% just on entertainment when it comes to entertainment. And those 25% who are on entertainment, they are struggling to get themselves there, especially the underground artists, people who fought and struggling away when they see no way out. Music, soccer, that's something they get into, but because you don't find more youth pushing themselves in soccer like they would have pushed themselves into music. So those 25% that are focusing on music.
Yeah.
Struggling. Putting their way out. But the 75%, majority of them want to get into politics, want to be in political groups. They want to be into, they want to be this student American. They want to be that American. So but their minds are changing little by little. That's why in my songs I say, Lord, help us to change our minds and our attitude. He said, Lord, help us to change our minds. Lord, help us to change our attitude. Now, when I got in Ghana, I was on the flight. When I got in Ghana on the airport, I had a special, unique plan to produce a particular song. But then, Lord, the Lord just changed my mind there. You see, why are you singing with your album? But you carry back home, and I start to think for the, and I start to experience, and I start to work with the people in Ghana, and the things start to change. I say, but I want people to come back to change, and we start to love each other, create that love within your heart. Things will be better for us every day and time. We will not suffer. We will not go back to those days where we were running here and there. Things will be peaceful. People will come from far off to help us. And we'll go to places and help other people. We'll have that cordial relationship.
We just
pray that things get better for us, because if our minds are not developed, we will not get there. Our minds have to be developed. We need to have a positive mindset as a young people. It's a message to most of my young colleagues out there. Who's struggling, most especially African. Let's be patient, let's be humble, and let's be respectful. Even if we have love and passion for a particular thing, let's bear patient.
Yeah.
Let's have one goal as African. Let's have one goal that tomorrow we can all stand for.
Yes. Well, right now we're showing one of the videos that you have posted on your Facebook page, the youth that I think they're training for soccer, and this is a wonderful opportunity with the work that you do to reach out to the youth and to inspire them. You mentioned that, you know, with the politics, and I know that Liberia just had an election of a new president, that, you know, perhaps people will be hopeful that young people will be listened to, because this is where our future is headed. And we've got a comment here on Facebook from our dear brother, Chief Tamba Taylor. Dr. Quentin D. Alexander says, I'm excited to tune in and learn more of this young Liberian artist. He's doing a great job with his interview. I'm wishing him good mental health and great success with his business and music career. One love, Chief Tamba Taylor. Yes, sir. And he's done a great deal of work with the youth there, with the schools, so much philanthropic work and helping to actually finance a lot of projects there. So we're excited as well, because what we seek to do is to encourage young people to get to know each other around the world. And we're excited that we're seeing young people use their talents to give a message. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back. And we invite you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back in just one moment with our guest joining us live from Liberia, musician Milton Kletchi. And if you are listening online, we invite you to call in 515-605-9325, or you can join us on our on-air radio network, 727-731-5192, because we want to talk to you. And if you are a young person and you're looking for a different cultural experience and you want to perhaps see if your music, your dance, your personal expression would be popular in another country, well, talk to our guest. You'll find out that music is a universal language, and we all speak it, and we all can share our culture, and we all can inspire.
Hey, Tracy and the Beat. I'm feeling myself. Move my ancestors, move my ancestors.
Lord help us to change our minds. Lord help us to change our attitude. Lord help us to change our minds. Lord help us to change our attitude.
Yes, we are Beji, Beji, yeah.
Badio, Badio, Badio. Badio, 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 yeah.
Use unyoko pesi padia.
Adina sapala, sapala, sapala. Adina sapala.
Anua atato, anua atato, anua atato.
Oh my ancestors, oh my ancestors, oh my ancestors, oh my ancestors, oh my ancestors.
So you have to get on some of these sites
that will help reach your music in the 21st century. In the 21st century, you have to be innovative. You have to be wise. You have to have that eyes and that mind to be connected to Instagram is another platform where shows talent and shows people creative content. And as all the other sites, as usual, they do the same. But it's good for us as a musician. But it's still necessary for me as an artist to be on all these platforms. Because I want people to hear my music. I want people to hear me. I want them to see me. I want them to hear that special message that I have in my music. Because that's where my music will be able to spell on those social media sites. So it's very important, very dangerous for all. As an upcoming artist, whether you A-list artist, whether you big artist, you must get on social media. You must get on some of these sites. Most of these sites so that your work can be promoted. So that people can know that, yes, we have talented artists somewhere in the world. Who can be like this? Who is like this? Who is more than this? Through social media. I want to appreciate those who create all those sites, most especially those app creators who create a website there. I want to thank you for creating those platforms because they give us the musicians the opportunity for our work to be shown out to the world for people to hear us and see us. So it's very important.
Yes. Yes, I think that being a part of social media makes a big difference when it comes to being able to be heard in different places. Thank you to St. Juan Johnson for saying, hey, Nana, girl, you're doing good. Yes, we got some of our Liberian family watching in, and that's one of the wonderful things about this global platform is that there are no boundaries. And that's what we remind our listeners and viewers. You're talking to the world. And so when you put out a positive message, it's adding to the positive vibrations in the world. This is how we change the future. And musicians like yourself, and we're so excited that you are joining us to inspire some other young people to use social media to spread the message in your heart of showing love, changing our attitudes about each other, learning to appreciate each other. And we can see the world change. So it really is an exciting time to be alive. And it's an exciting time to create. So now you, of course, are building for even a greater future. You're a father of a young daughter, and that's just such a wonderful thing to be able to influence life. So what do you see in your daughter's future, say 20 years from now? What would you like to see her doing? Do you think she's going to have musical talent? Do you see her as possibly entering business? Where would you like to guide her or inspire her or steer her future? What do you see?
I want to see a better life for her. I want to see her mostly into her education, because education plays a vital role in the society, most especially she is a female. A female needs to be educated, because when she's not educated, people are going to play on her, men are going to play on her. So education is one thing that I want to prioritize in her life, for her to be educated. So yes, for now, I want her to be having a better life, be more educated, and she can be able to do better for herself. She's going to have her own dream, because if she want to be a musician, if she want to be a basketball player or football player or whatever, but she coming up now. She's one year, five months.
Wow.
I can see her like somebody who is going to be a lawyer, because sometimes she among her love, her peers, the way she do things is different. I'd be like, I wanted to be a lawyer when I was coming up, but I switched and my dream.
Wow, that is wonderful.
The thing was, I see talent in you, you be a musician, and then your daughter. So I still always buy her stuff, and she think rational way, and she do things different like a young kid. I say, young kid, like you do things different. If you be a lawyer or a doctor, that would be a good for me because I'm an artist. I need somebody that will catch me in the business. I need somebody that will have that legal mindset. So if I do not have anybody, if my child grew up and she want to become that, I will support her. Anywhere she put her heart, I want to support her. So 20 years from now, I want to see her do better in education. I want her to stay positive that life will be better for her because her dad is not going to sit. I'm actually going to put in the work. I don't want the suffering that my parents go through with me. My child go through it too. So I'm doing everything I can to make sure that she has better life to come in the future.
Oh, that is such a powerful statement to say that you want your daughter to be educated. And I think that says a lot for a father to be pushing for his daughter to be educated. You know, in this world, many places, women are not educated. And it makes a difference in what they're able to contribute to the society. So I think it's a wonderful thing that you are making it possible for your daughter to be educated by doing the things that you do to ensure that she has access to things, you know, that she is being, prepared to experience other cultures, you know. Now, are you foreseeing maybe taking her with you as you travel and as you perhaps go to other countries? Do you see taking her with you in your travels so that she can be exposed to various things?
Yes, when the opportunity exists. Once the opportunity is there, she will to experience those lives, to experience it with me.
Yes. To
experience it.
And that is a wonderful thing. When young people experience travel, and we have a whole show on travel every third Saturday, when we talk about going to different places. But when young people are able to experience traveling to different countries, learning other languages, seeing other cultures, they grow up with more intelligence. They have more respect for other people, and they can accept other differences. And they really do some wonderful things because they're not afraid. So I think it's an opportunity, if your daughter is able to travel with you, to see some of the things that you have seen and really to be inspired and find her own talents. Now, of course, she may choose law, like you said, but even then, making good laws so that people have a chance to grow and to be their best selves. So I'm sure that she's going to really benefit from having you as a father, someone who's creative, someone who is a businessman, somebody who is visionary and putting out a great message to the world. Now, you are a videographer, and that means you can give visual images to your work. How did you – is that – part of your education in communications, how did you happen to decide to produce music videos to go along with your songs?
Yeah, most of my songs that I produce, the video concept, sometimes it's by the management team will describe the music concept, will tell the producer what it want, and then myself to being a producer, to I was still there to and also tell you guys that this is how one it is, how we can do it.
Nice.
We'll do it together. What I see is it's something that actually I love to myself. So, I already have the concept in my heart. I already have a concept of the song I want to do. I already know how it's going to be. Like the song that I did by Bill, that song, Lord, help us to change our minds, our attitude. The concept where you see the geographic concept where we would go on camp, we go to the other area to get the people.
Ah, so you may have the concept.
We need to get them to do it. But it's not. Because we cannot change our mind, our attitude. Yes.
So that's a good collaboration with the producer of your videos to be able to kind of envision what you see as a possibility, and then to be able to put it together. And that's what producers do when, you know, it involves a lot of things, script, you know, actors and all of that. It definitely makes it possible for people to visualize. And then it gives people a chance to show some of their talent, especially if, you know, they're dancers or other singers. So we have your video. We're going to see if we're able to play it and give people a chance to see some of your creative work. So hold on one moment. Let's see if we can bring this video up on the screen. And you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. I'm Naima Latif, and our guest today is musician Milton Kleshi, live from Liberia. And we're excited because he's one of the young voices making a difference, bringing a message that can inspire. So now let's see if we can bring on a bit of this video, so that we can share some of the work. And now this is the video that goes with the song that we've just heard. And where did you get the people that performed in this video? Were these friends of yours, other performers that you'd worked with? Where did you get the people that you had in this music video?
Those people are people who based in Ghana already, based in Ghana, and they had their own concert, they had their own traditional program, and then because of that time I spent there to do my thing, we have to merge that kind of concert because I go for traditional concert, for a cultural concert, so once I'm basically my work, I go for it, and I have to do producers for able to put work with those people and work with our clips to get things done. I intend to do a project. I intend to do a song. You see, what we talk about communication, we talk about connections, how God can feel with people. You see, right now, the person I tell God, thank you for knowing this potential designer, a brilliant, a Liberian, a humanitarian, a chief, Dr. Quinton D. Alexandra, Chief Matilda. I'm to know him is an opportunity that God made me to know him before. and the way he do his design, he can do a design of a song. Yeah, he's a good designer. A good, I go connect me to people who have the vision, who have the concept. So my music is something that I know that in the future to come, I can represent Africa. I can make Africa's voice to be heard through my music. People will believe. Yes.
Yeah.
This one. Because if you watch that, if you watch most of my videos, culture attire, you see the culture outfit on the people that are using my video.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, that's one of the things that are part of putting a video together. You have the wardrobe, you have the music, you have the location. So now this video was produced in Ghana, that's correct?
Yeah.
All right. And that was during, now was that during time?
And the audio as well produced in Ghana too by a producer called Estil.
Ah.
I featured a Liberian Ghanaian called Mystic. Her name is Mystic Tracy Dacosa. Mystic was the female on the song who was sparking me.
It's
a soul touching song. So I needed a sweet, unique female voice that would get the attention.
Well, now let's see if we can pull it up, and we might need to play the music from the switchboard just to make sure that we have a clear connection. But we want people to take a look at, oh, the beautiful, we got the water. And wait a minute. All right, so now we're just going to play a bit of this. And let's put it on.
Hey, Tracy and the beat. I'm feeling myself. Move my ancestors.
Lord help us to change our minds. Lord help us to change our attitude. Lord help us to change our minds. Help us to change our attitude.
Yes, we are peggy, yeah.
Badio, yeah.
We say we need a confessi, badia.
Ah, ina, sakala. Ah, ina, sakala.
I know I got to.
Move my ancestors.
Lord help us to change our mind. Lord help us to change our attitude. Lord help us to change our mind. Lord help us to change our attitude.
Move my ancestors. Yeah. Alright. Let's go. Let's change our mind.
Our mind.
Tuno yembwa.
Embwa.
Baby, I'm not working. Instagram, number one slave queen. People they follow you for Facebook. Into what I say, what trendy? Let's change our mind. Positive thinking. Look up to God to receive your blessing. Yeah.
Lord help us to change our mind. Lord help us to change our attitude. Lord help us to change our mind. Lord help us to change our attitude.
Oh my ancestor, oh my ancestor.
Choreography there, I guess you would say. And, you know, we're excited because we had a chance to share it with our global audience and to put a song out there that we really want to, we want this to be an international anthem. Change our minds, change our attitude. Yes, we do. So, if you're listening online and wanted to join this conversation, give us a call. I think you have to dial a 1 if you're out of the country. I think it's the 001-515-605-9325. And we've got Emmanuel Divine Caputo Sr. says, I am here live following from Liberia. Well, thank you. Welcome, Emmanuel Divine Caputo Sr. We're so excited to have you with us. And tell us something about that video and the music and the message. Type in what you think. If you call it in, give us your thoughts. We are connecting with our Liberian family today and connecting with the young people who have a message that we need to hear. And we're excited to have with us Milton Kletchy. That is the artist that you just saw on this video. And just her, Lord, help us to change our minds. Lord, help us to change our attitude. Definitely the message that we need to hear. So tell us, how long did it take to produce that video? How long were you in Ghana doing that particular production?
Well, I just spent a week in Ghana. It was 2019. When I went to Ghana for the vacation, and then three more weeks there, that was how I produced the audio and the graphic video for that song, because the producer, everybody were on time to do their work. Yeah, so it was just something touching. But I intend to do an official 1-2 again to this song, because there's a whole big concept that I need to involve others within. Because it is a song that speaks volume.
Yes.
To be honest.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. It speaks volume.
It speaks volumes. Yes, it does.
So, I don't want to do it on a global platform where people will always form other top producers, top visionary people who will come with concepts that we can do a big one. Red was in Liberia, because that one was done in Ghana.
Ah.
Because I had to do it, because there's people, there's a Ghana guy who's there, and said, rapping the song, what I said, the girls, I use a rap, and then, course, through the girls that, you're kidding me, your brother, because of money, it's something that I was in Ghana, and I think it used to happen way back in Ghana. So when I do that part in the song, the girls are singing, the engineer, he was like,
ah.
Did you know? Because my music. I don't do music because I want to do music. I feel like I can read my stories. It's still about the short story. So I'm trying to, because it's something I still, the people I won't say, in the world right now, the people don't want to change their attitude. They still want to be like,
yes, yes. You're right.
Negative attitude, nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. So we have to change that negative attitude, that negative perspective. So I just gotta say, doesn't change.
Yes. That is
it. They can have a freedom. Seriously. Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Yes. Changing the mind and attitude is where everything starts. And we've got some comments here. Yes. Just think what would happen if we would just change our minds and change our attitude. Just be kinder to people, you know, and don't think bad about people. You know, think good things about people. Just everything would change, really. We have some comments here on Facebook, and Emmanuel Divine Poposo says, thank you so kindly. Yes, we thank you for being with us and joining us live from Liberia. And our Monday morning mindfulness host, Delda Robinson, says, Grand Rising, enjoying the show. Thanks for sharing musicians from the motherland. Yes, that is the motherland. Those of us who are abroad, we look forward to coming back to the motherland, and we're so much enjoying being able to connect overseas through the internet, through the media. And Emmanuel Divine Capoto Singer says, Milton Mills Kletchy is a talented traditional artist, a content creator, and trustworthy young man. Well, that is great. Wonderful words. So you have a reputation of being a trustworthy young man, somebody that people can trust the minds of the youth to you because you're putting out a positive motivational message. And that's important these days, you know, when you have the media at your fingertips. You can talk to the world through Facebook and through YouTube. Now, do you have a YouTube channel that people can also subscribe to?
Yeah, Milton Kletchy. Milton Kletchy YouTube channel, where I have all my videos, all my songs, all my works are on YouTube, on Spotify, on CD Baby Music stuff. You can get my audio on there. I try to post some of my songs on Audio Mac.
Ah.
Yeah, but you can get all my work on all social media platforms.
It's on all YouTube, it's on iTunes,
it's on Spotify. You just go there and check on Milton Kletchy, and you get all my work.
Ah. And that's so important for people who are doing this work to be connected to all social media platforms, because this is how millions of followers, millions of viewers, millions of listeners can be watching and seeing and subscribing to your regular channel and watching your videos. Now, your YouTube channel, again, that is Milton Kletchy. Okay, so if we can, we'll see if we can bring that up and encourage people to subscribe to your YouTube channel. And we definitely want them to subscribe. And now let's see here. I want to make sure I pull up the right site that is your channel. So let's see, I see the music video, but I want to make sure I'm on your channel.
Yeah,
it is Milton Kletchy. Oh, okay, I think this may be your
No,
that's not it.
I'm going to send it to you quick right now. Quick.
Yeah, so now let's see here. Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll send it to you quick. I'll send it to you quick.
All right, there we go. All right. All right, so I can go directly. Here we go. All right. Yeah, it was pulling up some other videos, but here we go. YouTube it. All right. So, yes, we're going to pull up your YouTube channel on the screen, and that way people may be able to hold on a second. See if I can pull that up again. All right, wait a minute. I don't know if that's the. Oh, at Milton. So I think it's at Milton Cushing. And you know, the thing about it, television sets play YouTube videos, so you are literally able to pull up YouTube channels on today's smart TV sets. So again, you know, people can see your work all over the world, even on the big screen. And so let me see if this will bring us to you. Okay. Yes, this is going to be a little bit of a challenge here, but we're going to see if we can pull it up and get your channel so that people can subscribe. And one of the things we encourage people to do, if you are a musician, is to have a YouTube channel, to be connected on social media, however you're able to connect. And of course, it's always good to have not only a YouTube channel and Instagram and TikTok and all of that, but also have skills that will give you a chance to express yourself in multimedia ways. So let's see. I know we have, I know we've got some videos up, but I'm not sure if they're coming from your channel. I'm going to pull this one up. I believe this hopefully is from your channel. No, let me see. Skip that. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. All right. So now, I'm going to pull this one up on screen, and hopefully it will play also, because, you know, you're multi-talented in being able to create visual content, and we want to encourage people to... Yes. So now let's see. We can share this with our listening and viewing audience. And we want you all to enjoy the sound of Milton Cletchy. So let's see.
Don't well, Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Then a morsel of flesh for a like pair. Then there is sent to him the angel who blows the...
that we were able to share it. And of course we have permission, Facebook, we have permission, we have the artist right here, so yes, so we don't own the copyright, but he does, so there we are, we're able to share it with our viewers and listeners. And we also have some callers on the line. Let's bring in area code 706202. I believe this is Baba Kwame calling us from Georgia. And you have been listening to the voice of Milton Kletchy joining us live from Liberia. So give us your questions or comments for our guest today, Baba Kwame.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And also to my brother in Liberia, Milton, you know, it's very powerful that we've come full circle, because for having a show, you know where Little Mississippi is?
Little Mississippi. I've heard of it.
Pepper Coast in Liberia. Pepper Coast in Liberia. Liberia was repopulated one time during the 1830s and on up, after, even after the Civil War. And they were sent, freemen were sent there to establish that part, and they called it Little Mississippi.
Wow, and it's in Liberia. Have
yes.
you heard of that, Milton? Have you heard of Little Mississippi in Liberia?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know that. I didn't know that we had a place
but
called
this,
Mississippi,
you know,
in Liberia.
These are the Mississippi pieces of our story. And for him to be giving the message of love coming from Liberia, it means that we are still connected, you know, and being able to do that program and connect with YouTube and this techno-spiritual connection, is that this is the circle of life. And so for us being, you being there in Chicago, me being here in the stolen land of the Muscogee Creek in Eatonton, Georgia, we're now reconnecting to the roots of who we are as a people on this planet. And through this technology, we're now able to reestablish the communication through our own divine selves, because this is a time of great shifting. And, you know, it being today being, yesterday being the first day of spring, it's that equal day and equal night. And this is nothing but the cosmic consciousness returning for us to establish a way of communicating, because that cable that runs through the ocean that connects that continent with this continent is how this whole technology began, even in the 1800s is when it began.
Telegraph.
The telegraph from the United States to Britain. And now we have, you know, they had a big outage in Africa because the cable was cut, and I think six nations were disconnected offline. But what we're doing is that there's still a connection of spirit. We were
the first.
The Wood Wide Web was this planet Earth.
Yes.
So I thank my brother
for
that's
a very powerful point. Because we're constantly seeking to stay connected even across the water. So we have to start creating the connections that we can control that other people can't cut off. Like we used to have the drums, you know, and the sound of the drum would go for miles and miles. And, you know,
but the sound,
that's the way that we were able to speak to each other.
And that's a very
powerful,
important part, because the first part of that, and what you're saying is the drum, but the drum originated from the mother's heartbeat from us developing in the womb.
Wow.
That's the communication that we continuously communicate, the heart, because when we say the heart, in the word heart is the word earth, is the word hear, is the word ear, is the word the, tear, and art. So we got to know how we communicate. It's not through the what we look at as physical. The mother communicates to the child before it even comes onto the planet.
Wow. So let me ask, you know, Milton, you know, you the drum beats are very key to African music. How we've been hearing your music described as traditional Liberian music. What makes it traditional? Is it the particular drum beat? How would you say that, you know, defines your music as traditional? Is it the drum?
Yeah, it's the pitch and the language that I use, the dialect part of it. One is the drum, one two the dialect part of it, two the African outfit, the African attire in the music video, and the way I portray the music, the song. What I want is very traditional. It's Bema. It brings in our setting. We call it Bema. Bema music.
Bema music. Sounds like a heartbeat.
So people hear it as the Bema music. In our setting, we call it traditional music, but it's a Bema. This is Bema music. On the general of music, is Bema. In our setting, is traditional.
That's something. Yes.
Yeah, based on the drum and the outfit, that cultural attire that we wear within the video, also suit the whole concept of that music.
Yes. Well, you know, we're almost out of time, but we were able to connect with our AM360 family, and I believe we got our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family listening in also. We're connected on three radio networks every Wednesday. And again, speaking to the world. And, of course, we want to greet our global family and greet our Muslim brothers and sisters listening on the AM 360 channel. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Kareem, you with us?
Yes. Wa alaikum assalam. Praise be to Almighty God. And I'm really enjoying the commentary of our guest this morning. You know, we were separated from one another. We were separated, the melanated people on this earth. But Almighty God, the Creator, said, wherever you start from, go forward, go move forward, but turn your faces toward this house. The house is the house of the unity of mankind, the Kaaba and Mecca. Turn your faces toward this house. And Almighty God promises us, he says, and he shall bring you together. And that is what is happening. Praise be to Allah. We are reconnecting with one another after this breach in our connecting with each other. We are witnessing as we speak. God is bringing us together, connecting us once more. Praise be to, especially to our mother country, Africa. The African continent is making great strides in gaining their independence. Their independence.
Yes.
And inshallah, we want to connect more and more with our brothers on the mother in the motherland and on the African continent. May Almighty God grant you much success, my brother. Praise be to Allah. And let's keep the drum beat going. Let's keep the cadence going. Stop right there. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Words of wisdom from our co-host, Kareem Hamid. Well, we are out of time now. We want to thank our guest. And we're so grateful that you have had a chance to stay with us throughout the show. Brother Milton Kletchy from Liberia, we thank you so much. And we're going to leave out and play a bit of this song as we exit. And thank you once again. Now, for people who want to find you on Facebook, they simply go to Milton Kletchy on Facebook and get all your social media connections.
Yeah. Can I come? Yeah. Let me say a big thank you again to everybody, to my fans, to my followers. And I want to say a big thank you to Dr. Tamatila D'Alessandra. I want to say a big thank you for connecting me on this platform. God knows the reason of connecting me to you. One of the reasons of connecting me to you because it is a huge...
Yes, we do thank our brother. Tamba Taylor, our dear brother from Liberia. Yes.
And the Quinton D. Alexandra, a.k.a. Chief Taylor, for making sure that he's things happen, and he's a humanitarian, he's a philanthropist, he's a designer, he's a godsend for Africa. He's somebody who lives others up. He's somebody who sees dreams come to reality. We dream in color foundation. He's someone who is the best for Africa. He's somebody who wants to see Africa's dream come true.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
For the opportunity, and I want to say a big thank you to the from the Solution Program. It's a big program to the Similar Solution. I want to say thank you to your program, to your radio station, the online TV program. I want to say a big thank you. And today is the birthday of my CEO, Brandis Moduba. I want to say happy birthday to see that Brooklyn Records CEO, Brandis Moduba. Happy birthday. Celebrate your birthday in a green star, and all those who watch it following the Female Solution program. I want to say a big thank you to each and everyone, to my followers, my fans, those who commented on the program in my Instagram photo. I want to say a big thank you, and a big thank you to Bill Rogers Youth Foundation and Bill Rogers Youth, Bill Rogers himself. I want to say a big thank you to you for this big opportunity to know that the Quinton D. Alexandra connecting me on this half platform. I believe from here to the upward, the world want to hear my music. They want to hear the powerful message that I portray within my music, and they're going to help support my music career. Thank you so much to appreciate you a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You've done a great job for me by putting me on your show. I want to say thank you so much. God bless you highly. I do appreciate you a lot.
Yes, well, we appreciate you, my brother, and we look forward to more greatness from you, and may you continue to change the world with your music.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we're going to exit now, and we're going to play this song as we go. So we can
hey, Tracy and the Beat. I'm feeling myself.
Wherever we live on this earth,
of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Hassan Wasata. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Langade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Goodbye.